Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we go through a lot of different stories. Why are people quitting in record numbers? A man who thinks he's a woman basically destroys female swimming single-handedly. And also, why is it that young Democrats say they don't even want to be friends with Republicans? Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to come to America Fest, it's tpusa.com/AMFEST. That's tpusa.com/AMFEST. America Fest, December 18, 19, 20, 21. Use promo code Charlie for 25% off. We have Tucker Carlson, Kayleigh McEnany, Greg Gutfeld, Ted Cruz, Jesse Waters, Candace Owens, Jim Jordan, Donald Trump Jr., Pete Hegg, Seth Madison Cawthorn, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Rand Paul, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, Kat Kamick, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz, Louis Gohmert, Burgess Owens, Sarah Palin, Sean Foyt, Sebastian Gorka, Dennis Prager, Brandon Tatum, Michael Chandler, Steve Weatherford, Cameron Haynes, Jimmy John, Leotold, Andy Biggs, Byron Donalds, Devin Nunez, Alex Marlowe, Chad Wright, John Lovell, Ryan Kleckner, James O'Keefe, Pastor Jack Hibbs, Dr. James Lindsay, Rob McCoy, and Drew Hernandez, and special musical appearances by Brantley Gilbert, Dustin Lynch, Russell Dickerson, Adam Doliak, Ray Lynn, Lee Greenwood, and DJ Silver. If you want to email us your thoughts, you can do so, freedom@charliekirk.com. And again, for America Fest, it's promo code Charlie for 25% off. Thank you for supporting our show at charliekirk.com/support. Jeff from California, thank you. Betsy from New Mexico, thank you. Melinda from Wisconsin, thank you. Glenna from Texas, thank you. Kathleen from California, thank you. Thomas from California, thank you. Jerry from Alabama, thank you. Cindy from California, thank you. Shelby from Michigan, thank you. John from Florida, thank you. Susie from California, Kristen from Alabama, Trish from Idaho, Anaka from Alabama, and Catherine from Texas. CharlieKirk.com/support. Action-packed episode. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. There are three stories I want to cover this hour, and they're all important, and I don't know if we'll get to all three. I really hope we will. And we'll go one by one. So I want to start with this one from Axios, which is important. It's more just kind of a cultural one, and it's not very optimistic, unfortunately, but we have to cover all news. Okay. So it's from Axios.com. Young Democrats more likely to despise the other party. Nearly a quarter of college students wouldn't be friends with someone who voted for the other presidential candidate, with Democrats far more likely to dismiss people than Republicans. Now, we know this anecdotally with the work we do at Turning Point USA, that Democrats will not just say that they're wrong, they'll say you're evil, they don't want to be friends with you, and they'll disassociate with you. Axios writes, partisan divides as each side inhabits parallel political, cultural, and media universes make a future of discord and distrust in the United States all more likely. 5% of Republicans said they wouldn't be friends with someone from the opposite party, compared to 37% of Democrats. 71% of Democrats say they wouldn't go on a date with someone with opposing views versus 31% of Republicans. Now, I am actually contrarian here. I do not think you should date people from the opposite party. I don't. I don't think you should try to build a life with people that don't share your worldview. I'm not saying you shouldn't be nice to them and you shouldn't be pleasant, but I also don't think you should date for the sake of dating. I think you should date with the intent to marry. And if you have an initial kind of encounter like, oh, yeah, I believe in open borders. There is no God. I believe pleasure over virtue. I think the Constitution is evil and we live on stolen land. Yeah, great. Let's go get dinner sometime. Like, I don't really understand kind of what the path forward is there. Now, I'm not to say that marriages can't work with different political differences. It happens all the time. I've seen it not work more than not. But I actually don't think that's the more intolerant one. I think just being friends is important. I mean, the problem is that the study, because of our increasingly, let's say, open society. That's an interesting way to say it. That dating is considered as transactional as a friendship, unfortunately. 30% of Democrats and only 7%, but even beside that, only 31% of Democrats agree. 31% of Republicans agree. 30% of Democrats and 7% of Republicans wouldn't work for someone who voted differently from them. Democrats argue that modern Republican positions spearheaded by Trump are far outside the mainstream of polite conversation. Young Democrats express unyielding positions on matter of identity, including abortion, LGBT, and open borders. When they argue for human rights, they're not just policy differences, they're moral issues at stake. This is obviously true because of the hyperfeminization of America, and therefore you have a much more emotional tone to all of this. Women are more likely than men to take strong partisan stances in personal choices. Isn't that interesting how men actually end up being more tolerant than women when it comes to politics? That's so interesting. 41% of women would go on a date with someone who voted for the opposing candidate, compared to 67% of men. Now, this doesn't shock me, okay? For young men to go on a date, I hate to say it, political preference isn't the number one thing a young man is thinking about when he goes on a date with a woman, okay? Let's just be honest. Women have a much different, let's say, genetic makeup of what they're actually looking for as far as in the dating atmosphere. Now, if we had a society where dating was taken as a, let's say, a first step towards marriage, not just dating for the sake of dating. I don't know. I just want to get out. I want to meet people. It's such a nonsense. 76% of women would work for someone who voted for the other candidate versus 86% of men. 68% of women would shop or support at a business of someone of the other party. So that means that 32% of Democrat women boycott Republican businesses. Now, I'm going to say the obvious thing, which is this is unprecedented. It never used to be this way. It shouldn't be this way. But if you want to see a little window or a preview of the coming fracturing of our country, this is the study for you. This is not an optimistic take, but it's an honest one. That 37% of Democrats, I'm not even saying that the dating thing I get. Friends. They won't be friends with a Republican. Basically, what this study shows me is 37% of young Democrats, because we send people to college, massive mistake, because college teaches them this. 37% of young Democrats that go to college, 37%, are taught to be indecent towards people that they disagree with. 37%. Now, let me tell you three reasons why this is wrong. Number one, how do you know what the other side is thinking if you don't know anyone from that other side? It creates a permanent tribal identity. Now, tribal actually comes from a Latin word which means tri, three, because there always were three warring tribes always fighting with each other. It's interesting, actually, kind of where the word actually comes from. The second reason why this is good is it doesn't expand the horizon or the boundaries of young conservatives or of young Democrats. And we tell this to our Turning Point USA students all the time. Never stop being friends with a liberal, but they'll stop being friends with you. It's kind of funny. It's like this study is completely accurate, by the way. Kudos to Axios. I believe these numbers totally. Do you, Connor? Do you believe these numbers? 100%. And I don't believe everything that's out there with these studies, but Axios did a great job here. It doesn't challenge the horizons of conservatives or liberals. And I say this to young conservatives all the time. And I say, if you're only around conservatives, you won't really have that strong of intellectual muscles, to be honest. You got to know what they're going to say. I've done plenty of that in my life. Trust me. I've talked to my fair share of Bolsheviks, and I still do. There's plenty of videos you guys can do it. Now, some people say, Charlie, I don't have the patience for it. I'm cutting them out. I don't want to do it. I get it. I understand that there's limitations on patience when it comes to the left. The third thing, though, which is super important, is how is this not the creation of different countries? How is this study not showing us that 37% of young Democrats don't even want to be friends with. Therefore, would they want to be neighbors with those people? Would they want to be fellow countrymen with those people? No. So what you're seeing in real time, that polarization is not just like a boomer thing of people that are like, oh, yeah, Trump is so divisive. No, 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 no. This is young people. You know, it's so funny. We're told that we have more in common than we actually don't. 37% of Democrats don't want to be friends with people like me. How am I supposed to take that? How are conservatives supposed to interpret that? Are we supposed to say, thanks for playing, you're right, don't be friends? Or should we kind of be a little taken back? And you should be. You should be taken back by that. You should say, wait a second, you don't want to be friends with me as a young person in college because I have different politics than you? Yes. What's that going to look like when those people are running the attorney general's offices in states like Virginia? A different poll, a recent one, shows that 46% of young Republicans, is this young Republicans? Yeah. 46% of young Republicans believe that we're heading for another civil war. 32% of young Democrats think we're heading for a civil war, and 35% of 18 to 29-year-olds think we're heading for a civil war. And in general, nearly half of all young people think we're going to head for a civil war. Now, you might ask yourself, well, how on earth do they think that? Spend half an hour with me, and I'll tell you what these students have to deal with on a college campus, and you'll get a good picture why they think that way. Smeared, maligned, mocked at every single corner, every turn. Young Democrats saying, I wish you were dead because of your politics. Yeah, it's not unprecedented for then a young person to say, I don't know if this thing's going to be kept together much longer. This study is a fire alarm for our civilization. This country is going to fall apart in a decade if you don't do something about it. Okay, so I asked you, what percentage of young people, students, believe America's the greatest country in the world? That's it. Not the greatest country ever, which we are. Not the greatest nation ever to exist. Not the greatest experiment in self-government. No, no, no. Just the greatest nation in the world right now. 31% of young people think America's the greatest country. 31%. 64% of young people think other countries are greater than America. Only 62% of Republicans believe America is the greatest. Now, here's the interesting thing. Harvard did the study. I would love to find out what percentage of the people that did this have passports. What percentage of the young people that think America is not the greatest nation have passports? Seriously. You know that, Connor, can you get the stat? America has the lowest per capita passport. It's understandable because we have such a great country. It's actually it's a misunderstood criticism from the snobby Europeans. But in this case, it's actually really important. A bunch of Europeans are Americans. They don't have passports because in Europe, a passport is ubiquitous. You're going to you do a weekend in France, a weekend in Spain. Like, it just, kids travel all over Europe as they become older. The same as if in America, you go from Arizona to California, Arizona to Vegas, right? It's the same sort of thing. What percentage of Americans have passports? Only 40% of Americans have passports. That's about right. And by the way, I would venture a guess that if you were to remove Canada and Mexico, I would think that the number is even smaller, meaning that probably only 20% of Americans have seriously traveled. Is that about fair? That's a guess, okay? Because if you take Mexico and if you take the Caribbean, Mexico, and Canada. Now, why is that important? You say, Charlie, because once you travel the world, you start to see things. You realize that America is indeed the greatest nation ever to exist. When you go to Germany, which I have a lot of respect for Germany, I used to until they've lost their mind. You go to Bavaria, or you go to Österreich, you go to Austria, or you go to Spain, and you realize the entire cultural makeup is totally different than that of America. When you go to Turkey, you realize that the way you get jobs is by your first cousin being related to the person that's in charge of doling the jobs. It's not a meritocracy. You see, America built on a meritocracy. Most countries are built on connections, relationships, ancestral allegiance. America broke that open by saying, if you work hard and play by the rules, then you're going to be able to move up in life. Is it perfect? Of course not. Is it the best? Absolutely. The moving average rule in America is if you apply yourself, you make good choices, you pursue virtue over pleasure, you will be rewarded. Now, that window's disappearing for a lot of different people because of the vaccine mandates, the lockdowns, and all this, but we are still the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world. We're the only nation ever to exist where even those who hate it refuse to leave. America's such a great country that the people who burn our flag, they refuse to leave. They don't go to Barcelona. Oh my gosh, it's so great. They don't go to Athens. No, they come back to New York to complain about how awful our country is. I truly believe, though, that if you want to talk about a massive program, if I could get a million young people to go travel to Senegal, Singapore, Vietnam, Saudi Arabia, and then come back home, it's impossible they do not return without gratitude. It's not enough to go see some sort of documentary because guess what? Those documentaries all end, it's America's fault that Senegal's falling apart. Yeah, okay, great. It's America's fault that climate change won't be addressed for sure. Meanwhile, the same poll shows that 51% of young Americans report having been felt down, depressed, or hopeless. 25% have had thoughts of self-harm. Again, we've gone through this. Most suicidal generation in American history, most depressed generation in American history, created by the people in charge. And yes, the gayest generation in American history. 40% of young people identify as LGBTQ USA, which I'm going to get to in a second. No, I really mean that. And if you have a young person in your life that is trending towards the left-wing direction, say, hey, guess what? Nonstop to Botswana. Good luck. Go try and shower at parts of Botswana. Hey, you're going to Uttar Pradesh in India, a province of 280 million people, a majority of whom live on less than a dollar of a day. You get to go to India, where hundreds of millions of people don't have sanitation. The hatred of America is a luxury of the wealthy, the well-connected, and the comfortable. The real estate market is extremely hot right now. People are taking advantage of low interest rates and economic uncertainty by investing in real assets. Whether you are a first-time buyer or just looking to make a change, the key is to getting the property you want is being pre-qualified and having cash in hand. That's why you guys, all of us, myself included, I had to stop doing this. I had to stop using the big banks. I used a big bank for a loan previously. It was a disaster. It took forever. Not to mention, I go look at their score on secondvote.com. Like, wow, my loan helped fund abortions, BLM Incorporated, burning down of Wendy's, the destruction of our society. I'm done with it. Then I met Andrew and Todd. Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian, who have become great friends of mine, andrewandtodd.com. They are with Sierra Pacific Mortgage. My producer, Andrew, he's working with them right now, and he tells me they are part counselors, part financial planners, and they're really helping them, and I'm about to use them for something. I've been so impressed by them. But they are bankers, not brokers. That means that they can help you start to finish. But quite honestly, let's divest and take all of our money out of these woke banks. So maybe you're buying a new home. Maybe you're refinancing. Whatever process you're going through, just fill out a couple simple questions online at andrewandtodd.com. They can assess your situation right over the phone. Go to andrewandtodd.com or call 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172. Even if you have a friend who's buying a home, I'm sure every single person knows someone that's buying a home. Just put your arm around them and say, hey, go to andrewandtodd.com. Charlie Kirk speaks favorably of them. Here's what I can guarantee you with andrewandtodd.com. Zero of the proceeds will go to fund abortion. Zero will go to fund BLM. Zero will go to fund the woke industrial complex instead. Andrew and Todd, they support shows like ours. They want to help patriots, Christians, and people that love their country and love the Lord take out loans and do it correctly. So go to andrewandtodd.com, call 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172. andrewandtodd.com. Support the good guys and stop supporting companies and banks that hate you. The banks have waged war on our values. Time to say sayonara, vaya con Dios, alvita sane. I'll be going to andrewandtodd.com. We've been warning for a while that men who think they are women have serious mental problems are going to destroy women's sports. We've been warning about that for a while. Of course, the intelligentsia supported this. people on the right would always – some people on the right would say, well, what difference does it make? Who cares? Well, women's sports is now dead. A man who thinks he is a woman, Leah Thomas, broke a number of college records this last weekend. Thomas, a 22-year-old biological man who identifies as a woman, commanded the pool Sunday – this is MSN – at the Zippy Invite Invitational in Akron, Ohio. Now, MSN doesn't tell you that Leah Thomas was a very good male swimmer for 3 years, an award-winning or medal-winning male swimmer before transitioning to be a woman. To give an idea of the differences between men and women, which will soon be gone, they will just be swimming. And all women who wanted to be athletes, go find something else to do. Good luck. Thomas won with a time of 15:59, 38 seconds ahead of the second place finisher. There's no 38 seconds in swimming. Maybe a couple seconds. The man, who is selfish and mentally disturbed, set the new U.S. record Friday after winning the 500-yard freestyle time with 4 minutes, 34 seconds. It set a new pool record, a Penn school record, an Ivy League record, and a U.S. record, beating two U.S. women's swimming records. The man who thinks he was a woman achieved the fastest women's time in the 200-yard freestyle, finishing the race 7 seconds faster. Now, mind you, none of these records would be even close for men. They'd be laughed at. No medals, nothing. He's a selfish, disturbed person. Don't take my word for it. New York Post writes, and they use the wrong gender. They call him a her, which he isn't. Leah Thomas, the swimmer who broke the record this past weekend, is not a hero. He is selfish. Why do we separate sports by gender? Because the differences are obvious to anyone with eyes. It goes on to say, Kieran Smith of Florida won the men's 500-yard freestyle meet with a time of 4 minutes and 6 seconds. Thomas competed as a male recently until 2009 as a woman setting records. Transgender advocates want gender to be irrelevant. They want the Olympics, the World Cup, the New York Marathon, and the Wimbledon all to be gender neutral. They say it's all about acceptance. Tolerance and apathy are signs of a dying society, Aristotle. You see, as soon as we allowed tolerance to be a value, the downfall started to go down. It's almost baked into our nomenclature, don't you notice? Well, you're not very tolerant. So what? Of course I'm not tolerant of men and women's sports. Why would you be? I'm intolerant of such things. Hello, I'm also intolerant of child rapists, human traffickers, and arsonists. Tolerance is a fake virtue. It sounds good because no one wants to come across as intolerant. Yeah, and I suppose in a different America, there was unfair discrimination towards individuals of all sorts, whether it be women or whatever. And the kind of this came out of the tolerance movement came out of such behavior. But like all things that stem from the political correct regime, such things of tolerance have now been that you're not allowed to question anything, that all things must be accepted equally. Play cut 55, Tucker on the tranny swimmer.
At the University of Pennsylvania, a biological man has decided to say that he's a woman, he's a swimmer, and he's destroyed the women's swimming records, of course, because he's a man, actually. The swimmer goes by the name of Leah Thomas, competed for 3 years as a man before he decided to identify as a woman. And in a recent women's competition, he just won a 500-yard freestyle by a full 14 seconds. Now, if you swim or ever do a swim meet, 14 seconds? That's time enough to get a beer and come back. Like that, there's no 14-second differences between swimmers, but there are now.
It's amazing when you type in this man's name. The New York Post is like the only mainstream outlet that actually calls it for what it is, which is a scam. ESPN Sports Nation says Leah Thomas, trans Penn swimmer, sets two Ivy League records. People Magazine, swimmer Leah Thomas, who is transgender, continues to break women's records. Dominating in sports is what one says. Give me a break. Newsweek, who is Leah Thomas, trans swimmer, breaking college record sparks debate. There's no debate. It's like saying 9/11 sparks debate. Yeah, between us and ICE and the Taliban, I guess, and Al-Qaeda. What kind of crazy coverage is that? Sparks debate. Yeah, I'm sure you could go find someone in the Middle East that was in favor of 9/11. And no, I'm not comparing this to 9/11, okay? For all the Media Matters people at home. The point is that the way you cover something is incredibly important. There is no debate here, okay? If you support a man participating in women's sports, then make your position clear that you think women's sports should not exist. It's that simple. That gender differences are irrelevant, and that if you dare support them, then move on. If anyone listening right now has daughters or young ladies in your life that are in sports or ever want to be just a woman and not transition, I would take this story pretty seriously. I'm actually interested. This is an open invitation to anyone from the Alphabet Mafia, the LGBTQSA, ISTUP, whatever the heck it's called. Any member, card-carrying member of the Alphabet Mafia, you guys can come on our show anytime and defend this. No, seriously. I will give you 3 minutes to defend, and I just want to ask some questions. Anyone from the Rainbow Jihad, thank you. That's what I was looking for. And what is this, by the way? What does it have to do with gay people? Why does this always get looped together? No, I mean that. Why does someone who is gay get looped into some maniac who wants to go win medals and couldn't do it against men? And by the way, let me be very clear. This person deserves counseling and deserves treatment. Hopefully pastoral treatment. Sick. Okay, I told you I'd pivot. I got a serious question here. You guys, and I want everyone to email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. This is something I'm curious, and I've asked all across the board. I've asked economists. I've asked politicians who tend to not know much about this stuff. I've asked employers. I've asked entrepreneurs. I've asked so many different people, and there really isn't a good answer to this. And it's from Breitbart.com, the wonderful Breitbart.com. The Great Resignation. Quitting remains near record high. Americans quit their jobs in extremely high numbers in October. Data from the Labor Department showed Wednesday. The total number of workers who quit their jobs was 4.2 million people. And this is the key point. Economists are not quite sure what is driving the high quitting phenomenon, which has been dubbed the Great Resignation. Competition for workers among employers has heated up, making it easier to quit. And so there's a couple coffee shops in Scottsdale. We will be closed temporarily from November 1st for 6 weeks. We are hiring and training for all stores in Scottsdale that are currently understaffed. Everywhere you go, people cannot find workers. Where have they gone? What other government benefit program or welfare program exists that I'm unaware of that is subsidizing this? And I mean this. If someone has an answer to this, freedom@charliekirk.com, please email us. Some people say it's the stimulus money. I don't know if that's that sustainable. Some people say it's the unemployment benefits. Those have allegedly expired. Some people say that people are just comfortable not working anymore because it's so stressful. Okay, that sounds reasonable. But how is this not a story that investigative reporters are not looking more into? It's one of the most, if nothing else, it's just interesting that no one can find workers for anything. Restaurants, coffee shops, almost at every single sector, the complaint is I cannot find workers, even though wages are higher than they ever have been. And yet people are quitting jobs in record rates. Where are they going? Quits in accommodation and food services fell to 803,000 from 838,000 a month earlier. This is the third highest level of quits for this sector. The record high was hit in August at 867,000, 6% of workers in the sector. And I'm going to be honest, I think if anyone says they know what's going on, assuredly, I think it's probably a piece. I think it's 10 or 12 different components or pieces that need to be put together. There is no overwhelming answer to this. The figure comes from the Labor Department's monthly job openings and labor turnover survey. Quitting is when defined when a worker voluntarily leaves a job. There have been a historically elevated level since this summer. So we have things that cost more than ever before. Inflation. We have a supply chain crisis like we've never seen before. We have double-digit inflation, and yet people are quitting their jobs. Is it part of the stimulus package that's still left over? Or the best explanation I've heard is people are just basically depressed and giving up, and they think work is contributing to their depression. That's the best answer I've heard. That most of this is lower wage workers and younger people. They want nothing to do with it. And they said, I'm done working. I'm done. Well, if that's the case, we have a whole different set of circumstances and problems. Now, by the way, it's not that we don't have the workers. It's that workers don't want to work. Can't imagine how that one's going to play out long term. And again, I really want to hear your thoughts. What is driving this great resignation? Quitting remaining a near record high. On CNBC, the panel of people say, well, it's because we have all these new entrepreneurs. Yeah, that's not it, obviously. Some people say, yeah, it's because the economy is so good, people are able to quit. Yeah, that's not it either. There's something going on here of this vanishing workforce. And someone has to have the answer out there. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Christmas is here, everybody, and you're probably looking for perfect gifts. I know the team behind Good Ranchers. In fact, I just hung out with them over this last weekend. They're so great. They're phenomenal people. They love the Lord. They love their family. They're great people. And you need to get Good Ranchers because I could tell you right now, you got to support our country, support the Good Ranchers, and also, I know you got to eat. From your parents to siblings to friends to coworkers, everyone in between, everyone loves delicious cuts from Good Ranchers, and they deliver right to your door. GoodRanchers.com has a variety box to try yourself or gift this season. Choose the Ranchers Classic for the perfect combo of high-quality beef and tender chicken, or go with the Cowboy to have the ultimate steakhouse experience with black Angus ribeyes, Wagyu burgers, or more. Get $20 off and free shipping on your order with promo code CHARLIE at checkout. Get all your individual and corporate gifts at Good Ranchers today. Go to goodranchers.com/charlie or get $20 off and free express shipping on your order. Good Ranchers is the gift that keeps giving. Go to goodranchers.com/charlie, promo code CHARLIE at checkout. Give a gift they'll remember. Give Good Ranchers. They are terrific. I love Good Ranchers, and you will too. And I'm telling you, give people a gift they'll remember for years to come. Good Ranchers box or gift card today. goodranchers.com/charlie. That's goodranchers.com/charlie. Laura emails, hi, Charlie. I think a big part of what is driving this is the vaccine mandate. The vaccine seems to be very dangerous to young people, so they've decided to wait this out. Another email here. People are quitting their jobs because they're told they have to get the vaccine. Here's one. Hello, I'm a self-employed carpenter and a director here in Northeast South Dakota. We are in extremely rural state, as I'm sure you know. The government program that is lowering people away from employers here is called the farm program. Wives are quitting their jobs in droves to stay at home and live off the welfare checks that the farmers are getting through the farm program. Getting a lot of emails kind of similar to that theme. And I just think it's generally very interesting, and it's fascinating how you have this worker shortage and there hasn't been a definitive answer. Everyone knows it's happening. A lot of people are covering it. I mean, the Wall Street Journal's talked about it in great length, but they haven't really been able to explain it. One explanation from Wall Street Journal is that Amazon unsettles labor markets. Wages rise when e-commerce giant comes to town, but so does worker turnover, obviously. And it says companies plan hefty raises for workers to try to keep workers, obviously, as inflation kicks in. Okay, I want to get to a story here. So Hillary Clinton is doing a lot of media lately. Maybe she's involved in one of these pending investigations. I don't know. Who knows? Hillary Clinton should be in jail. She isn't. But I don't know who thought this would be a good idea, where Hillary Clinton, she decided to read her would-have-been 2016 victory speech. Yeah, I don't understand who thought this would be a good idea. Play cut 62, Hillary Clinton.
I dream of going up to her and sitting down next to her, taking her in my arms and saying, look at me, listen to me. You will survive. You will have a good family of your own and three children. And as hard as it might be to imagine, your daughter will grow up and become the president of the United States.
You're not supposed to laugh at people's misery, but it's Hillary. Okay, cut 68.
For the first time ever anywhere, the 45th president of the United States of America, Donald.
I am so sorry. They have been to my world. I am so sorry to my world. This is not what we want.
We will face challenges.
There's so much potential.
But we will get the job done.
For beauty and for devastation. In this one moment, it's almost incomprehensible that they can exist right now. So.
And we are grateful.
So close.
President Obama.
Okay, so this is just some random woman screaming on the side of the street because Hillary Clinton lost. You've probably seen that memed over and over again. I don't know why Hillary's doing so much media lately. There must be some reason for that. All right, finally, for all you listening on AM 560, The Answer, I promise you, and I'm just teasing it. We're teasing, right, Connor? I'm going to do the full, exhaustive, in-depth, piece-by-piece, minute-by-minute account of Jussie Smollett and the hate crime hoax. Remember, we have a supply and demand problem in America where there is such an undersupply of racism, you have to make it up where it doesn't exist. He's in the midst of this trial. I sure hope he gets convicted. Play cut 67. Remember, Jussie tells us that there were fear mongers that are trying to separate us. Play cut 67.
If I had said it was a Muslim or a Mexican or someone black, I feel like the doubters would have supported me a lot much more, a lot more. And that says a lot about the place that we are in our country right now. The fact that we have these fear mongrels, these people that are trying to separate us, and it's just not okay.
Mm-hmm. BLM came out in support of Jussie Smollett, who concocted the entire hate crime. Now, we have a lot of younger listeners, and they might say, Charlie, what happened with Jussie Smollett? Ah, I will take you back to the Arctic tundra in the middle of the night of negative 20 degrees in Chicago, Illinois, when two Nigerian brothers, paid with a check, came with rope and mugging supplies and staged the worst fake hate crime in the history of Western civilization. But that's for another time. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.